The Minister of Trade and Industry, Ekosbil Gabra, says government will, by the end of August this year, draw up a compensation mechanism for companies, especially those that export non-traditional products to the EU market. He said penalties that might be imposed on them will be absorbed by the state. Mr. Gabra said action will be taken to ensure that industries and companies in the Free Zones enclave will not pay additional duties. Mr. Spiel Gabra said this when he took his turn at the media press series in Accra.
The four policy options that are under possible consideration include seeking an extension of the current EU regulation that grants market access to Ghana and other interim EPA eligible countries from 1st October 2016 to 1st October 2017. That is, you appeal for an extension of the deadline, which the Europeans may accept or not. Number two, Ghana could request for the favorable terms in the ECOWAS EPA to be incorporated into the interim EPA, since the former, the ECOWAS one, has more favorable terms for both parties and promotes regional integration, which Ghana has been an advocate. Third option is for Ghana to expedite action to sign and ratify the interim EPA, which was initialed in December 2007, and to secure and also guarantee uninterrupted market access for our exporters. But I'm not stating here what the recommendation of the Ministry of Trade and Industry will be, but the recommendation will be made in the paper that is expected to go to cabinet very shortly, so that a decision can be made to protect all Ghanaian exporters who are exporting into the European Union.